This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Thank you for downloading this Cook the Perfect podcast. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Hello, good morning to you. And there's no better way to start any programme, really. Cooking the Perfect is our series, which continues today with chocolate brownies. You've no idea how welcome you are. Claire Burnett of Chococo, a company from Dorset. Now, you don't like to boast, but I know that you reckon that your chocolate brownies are pretty much perfection.
Well, there are millions of different ways of making brownies.
Don't be modest.
But mine are particularly squidgy and particularly scrumptious and don't contain too much sugar either.
Yeah, I mean, it is the element of squidge that I don't know what the chemical formula for squidge is or what it should be, but that's the key element of any decent chocolate brownie, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I think the trick is to cook them for less time than you think you need to. A lot of people will overcook their brownies because the brownies, actually, when you take them out of the oven, will carry on cooking for a bit longer.
Okay. What, really?
Yep.
How much longer do they carry on cooking?
Well, as they cool, they set, because it's basically, my brownies are a blend of eggs, lots of chocolate, and a touch of, it's actually fine rice flour, but it can be normal flour, but just enough to bind it together. So it actually is basically, it's a cooked mousse, really.
And the brownie tin, you say you need a brownie tin. Well, what is it? And what if you haven't got one and can't afford one?
Well, any baking tin will do. Just this one I brought here this morning is just a square baking tin. So nothing too large, because otherwise then your brownie will spread out over the sort of the length of the tin.
All right. Well, there'll be much more detail a little bit later, but you're going to start, aren't you, by melting the chocolate and the butter while the rest of the programme goes on?
I am indeed. So I've got some unsalted butter that's going into a bowl that's sitting over a pan of gently warm water. And into that, I'm going to add chopped 70% dark chocolate. And we're going to leave those two to melt together gently over the next few minutes.
Is it difficult to melt chocolate? Because that can be a little bit tricky, can't it, if you're not sure what you're doing?
It can be if you're not sure. There's sort of melting chocolate for recipes like this, and then there's tempering chocolate, which is an art in itself. But when you're melting chocolate, the trick is to treat it gently and be patient and do it slowly. Don't try and rush it.
Well, Claire, follow your own advice, do it nice and slowly, and we'll come back to you in about 25 minutes' time on Woman's Hour. Thank you very much indeed for doing it. I have to say that there are some ones she made earlier. I can't pretend I took any hand in that. And they're just about 2 or 3 feet away from me, but I'm going to have to resist temptation, and so are the rest of my guests this morning. They do look really, really nice. More from Claire Burnett a little later in the programme. Now, Claire Burnett, well, I'd like to say you've been busy, Claire, but you've been sort of sitting there absorbed in...
You've
been good enough to look absorbed in everything we've been discussing this morning.
It's been fascinating.
Well, Claire is here to cook the perfect chocolate brownies. Now, we got as far as melting the chocolate.
Melting the chocolate with the butter, which I put in a bowl that was sitting over a pan of gently warm water. And it's all melted down beautifully, and I've taken it off the pan to let it cool for a few minutes. And all I'm now going to do is break 3 eggs. I've started this.
I know it's pedantic, but are they large, medium?
They are large, and obviously free range. Yeah. I always work with large eggs. Now, ideally, well, if you make this at home, if you want super squidgy brownies, is use an electric hand whisk. That's the most complex piece of kitchen equipment that I use, to be honest, at home.
Well, if I'm making some, I have made brownies, I always just use the metal spoon, is that...?
Yeah, you can do, but it will give you, if you mix the sugar, and I always like to use light muscovado, I think it gives lovely toffee, rich notes, but I use much less sugar than you'd find in other brownie recipes. So by using 70% dark chocolate, which obviously has some sugar in anyway, much less sugar, but use muscovado that's adding, light muscovado, it's adding a little bit more depth and fudginess of flavour, that will help give you much more oomph to your finished brownies.
Well,
as
I mean,
well,
some chocolate brownies, I'm not going to name names, do contain an enormous amount of sugar.
They are scary, and it overpowers. Let the chocolate sing. Buy the best quality chocolate you can and let it sing. Let it be about the chocolate, not about the sugar.
Can I put in a word for cooking chocolates, which I have, at times of stress, turned to? Many women will relate to this. Is it really a bad thing?
There are chocolate flavouring things of old.
Yeah, very nice.
Very bad.
Oh, God. Why is it very bad?
Well, if you're going to cook with chocolate, cook with the real thing. So look out for chocolate, and obviously most recipes when you're cooking with chocolate, in my book obviously I've got a lot of different recipes, but they all use proper chocolate, and by that I mean, say for example in dark chocolate, 70% chocolate, but made with pure cocoa butter, no vegetable fats, no added flavourings, no added funnies, so you are working with proper chocolate, and in that way it will behave properly when you cook with it. If you work with chocolate that's got vegetable fats and strange, weird and wonderful things in, it won't behave properly, and you won't get the same gorgeous result.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you pays your money, you takes your choice here.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about, you've mentioned the muscovado sugar, the nuts. Now, I think you've got pecan nuts in this
particular
recipe.
I've got pecans. I like pecans. It's a personal preference. But if you have a brownie recipe, mine or any other, that has walnuts or any other kind of nut, just replace it with the nuts that you like. And I like, again, I think pecans have a more interesting flavour note than walnuts, although walnuts are probably more traditional. But you don't have to use nuts. So you could replace, say, for example, my recipe has 100 grams of pecans. You could replace that with an equivalent of chopped stem ginger or crystallised ginger or macadamias or cherries. You know, you can basically replace.
Are you taking away from the sweetness a bit? Or is that the idea?
Yeah, it'll mix and match. It'll give you a different effect at the finish. But you can be quite brave and play with flavour with brownies. Really, you know, and be as creative as you like.
Now, what about other toppings? Because let's say something goes terribly wrong and you end up with with a slightly dry brownie. Lob a bit of cream on top. That's the answer, isn't it?
Absolutely. Or my top tip would be pop it back in the oven to warm it, because a warm brownie is always going to be softer and squidgier, and top it with some vanilla ice cream. And make a little bit of chocolate sauce, and you can make the simplest chocolate sauce by mixing chocolate with water, believe it or not, and pour that over the top and some fresh fruit, job done. We serve one in our cafe, we call it a brilliant brownie.
Chocolate and water will make a chocolate sauce?
Absolutely, but you have to keep adding hot water, so you're melting chocolate again in a pan over a bowl of water, in a bowl over a pan of water, and then you add hot water, and you keep stirring it. To start with, it will go gungy. If you keep adding water, it will eventually thin and it will create a lovely liquidy sauce, the simplest sort of chocolate sauce you could make.
And that would be great just over ordinary vanilla ice cream.
Absolutely. Yeah. I am quite known to have a little bit of a chocolate sauce fix late at night when I get home from work and I haven't had enough chocolate during the day.
Now, is it possible to ever freeze these things? Is that possible?
You can do, but I'm a great believer, and with Jococo and our business and things, we're great believers in fresh chocolates and fresh ingredients and eating it fresh. So, yes, but it'll never be as good as when you made it fresh and ate it fresh. And don't, with a brownie, don't try and leave it for weeks on end. You know, eat it the day you make it.
Or within a couple of days, really.
Yes.
Ideally.
Okay. Absolutely.
And stick them in the tin, obviously, between times. So how far have you got then with the ones you're making?
Well, I have just blended up some sugar, the sugar and the eggs. Ideally, as I say, if you did it with an electric hand whisk, it would make it really frothy and airy and sort of double in volume. And then I've got just 50 grams of fine rice flour, because a lot of people are intolerant to wheat these days, so my gluten-free option is fine rice flour, but you could use grated almonds and ground almonds as well, or normal flour. It's a purely personal preference. I find the fine rice makes a nice smooth brownie, but a lot of people use ground almonds if they want to do a gluten-free version.
And do you line the tin, do you?
I do, again, foil or baking parchment, whatever you've got at home. So keep it simple, and folding together the flour into the egg and sugar mix, and then adding that to my cooled butter and chocolate mix. I've also popped in a quarter of a teaspoon, just a smidgen, of crushed sea salt as well, which just also helps to bring out the chocolate flavour.
Sea salt?
Yes, yes. Well,
I would never have thought of that. OK, and this goes in a preheated oven, which
preheated
to 180, was it?
Absolutely, yeah. And I cook in my oven, I cook it for 15 minutes. Bring it out, and the sign of a cooked brownie, let me just fold it gently as well when you're mixing together, is that it's cooked around the edge, but still almost wobbly in the middle. So you think, whoa, that's not quite cooked. But as we said earlier, it will continue to cook and to set as it comes out and as it cools.
I've been really patient. And
you have been very
positively
patient.
Mature, but I would like a brownie now. So if you can bring one of those over, that would be absolutely great. Thank you very much. Presumably Easter is a very busy time of year for chocolatiers.
Absolutely. We are in Easter week and it's a frenzy. We have a fantastic team and they're busy making eggs and packing them and dispatching them. And our shop team are going full tilt and it will be until Easter Saturday and then we can breathe.
Well, that is exquisite. Well worth the effort. I'm sure that rice flour makes all the difference. And there's hardly any sugar. Well, Claire, that was brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's delicious. Really moist and quite absolutely just the right amount of gooiness. Fantastic. Now, if you'd like to listen to the interview again, if you're going to make the brownies, go to the website and click on Cook the Perfect. You can also sign up for the Cook the Perfect podcast, or you can subscribe to the Cook the Perfect newsletter. It's all available via the Woman's Hour website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 4/Woman's Hour. And on Easter Monday, we've got the Cook the Perfect Shepherd's Pie. That's with Lindsay Barham. I'm looking forward to that. If you've got leftover lamb, that'll be just the job for next week. Thank you very much, Claire.
For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/Radio 4.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.